This is a report from CBC News that medical checkups fail to reduce death rates. Is that true?
I would have to say that that's indeed correct, Steve.
Wow.
A medical checkup, we think of medical checkups, what we are doing is we're applying physical exams on everybody that comes in, regardless of age, who is generally healthy. They're not coming in with a specific problem. And this is what the study was looking at. It was done by the Cochrane Collaboration, which looks at, it's an independent body that looks at the evidence out there and comes to a conclusion based on all the body of research. And essentially what they're saying, as with any screening test, and we've talked about this many times with individual tests, Steve, but if we think about the checkup as a test of someone who's coming in who has no medical complaints, and that's very important. This is someone that's not saying I'm having chest pain or I'm having a particular symptom, but I'm just coming in for my checkup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that you do all kinds of things on them, all physical exams and blood tests, and someone says, oh, I'd like to have this checked or that checked. You're essentially turning people potentially into patients when they don't have to be, because as with any test, if you blanket it across everybody without considering any independent symptoms or risk factors, you're going to end up with false positive results that end up doing more testing, again, turning them into patients and having overdiagnosis. But this gives us a good opportunity to talk about what really does work for people who come in for what we call a checkup. And there is something you can get, and there's something all our listeners can get. It's free. It's provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's an app that's available for Android and for the iPad, and also you can get it on the web and actually do this on the web as well. It's called the Electronic Preventive Services Selector, or EPSS, and it's provided by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. So if you're going to do a search for this, it's called AHRQ. Just do that. And the app will pop up. What this tells you, for example, is if you come in to your physician's office, you will then be what I tend to do when I use this. And if we do this, is that you put in a person's age, their sex, whether they're pregnant or not, if they're a tobacco user, and if they're sexually active. And what pops up is all the available evidence we have in the world for the various things that need to be done for that person for their age. And you'll be surprised to know that there isn't very much that you do based on the quality of evidence that's available that does very much, but there are certain things that do help prevent disease. And that's what you use to target and know that when you do something, you're actually doing something that will help the person as opposed to just making them think we're doing something that's going to help you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
You're very welcome, Steve.